Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. And Dave, we have to talk about gold because, boy oh boy, it's a pretty bad start to the week for gold. I know everybody was encouraged by the moves we had seen this month when gold entered the month a little below 1800 and ran the whole way up to about 1870. Well, it's given up all of that, essentially, just in the last few days, because gold is right back below 1800 as we're chatting. Has rebounded from its low today, but it is still 1790. Silver is getting hit down almost 2.5% today. David, it all happened so quickly, but we were talking throughout this month how good November was for the precious metals, and now if we close at current levels, it's going to be flat at best. What do you take away from this environment?
Oh, yeah. It's, as they say, it's back to the old drawing board for us. I mean, yet another false breakout from that downtrend line that we've seen gold break out above that downtrend line from the August 2020 high a few times. And then just as soon as it does, it's reversed again, I think, for the third time here. And the one thing that we weren't really paying as much attention to as I should have was the commitment of traders report. We had the small speculators had 268,000 long contracts at the end of the last report. And that's at an area that has seen a reversal all three times during this consolidation. And the last 2 days, lo and behold, we had options expiration coming into today. And on the very last day, which is today, of options expiration is today, all those options at 1800 are expiring worthless, while the US dollar continues to climb and commodities continue to climb also, but not gold. The catalyst was Jerome Powell being nominated again to remain at the head of the Federal Reserve, which was basically a 75% chance that was gonna happen. And then Lael Brainard, she was expected to maybe be picked for the head of the Fed, but she's gonna be vice chair. So that was supposedly the catalyst. And if you take a look at the shares, they've had a failed head and shoulders breakout also, of the inverse head and shoulders breakout on the GDX and the HUI. And now we're looking at support levels hopefully holding here, critical support levels on the GDX at 31 and on the HUI at 250. So if those levels give way, we got the monthly close coming up here next Tuesday. If those levels give way at a monthly basis close, then I wouldn't be surprised if the lows from September are revisited again. So now then we'd be looking at a possible hopeful double bottom scenario for the bottom of this thing. You know, this is a very tricky market to analyze right here, and especially to trade. You know, we had a false breakdown earlier at the end of September, and now we've had a false breakout. So, but in the meantime, the bombed out gold stocks aren't really selling down much here. A lot of these juniors that I own and that I cover, even some of them are up today, because most of the major selling has already took place in a lot of these stocks. You know, they're completely bombed out. So, you know, it's just going to be a little while longer here for this consolidation to play out. You know, I brought up in the past on your show here that once that $1,000 level was reached in gold, it traded above $1,000 for one day, and then it did not revisit $1,000 and get above $1,000 for 18 months later. And that took place back in 2008. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to be another 18 months now. It's been 16 months, and it might coincide with the first Fed rate hike, which is basically pretty much priced into the market now that the Fed's going to start raising rates by June. So a lot of interesting developments here again in the gold market, but this time on the downside.
Yeah, Dave, it's been an interesting ride in gold. We know that, you know, it started at 1721 and it got all the way up to 1879, gold did. So it was a pretty good run from October into November. Most people expected gold to be closing the month of November somewhere in the mid-1800s, but we've seen a dive down into the 1780s. My question is, do you think we actually are at risk of falling out of bed here and going down and testing that 1675 level for a fourth time?
If we get a monthly close below 1750, then yes, we have to look out for that. Absolutely. You know, things change quickly in this sector, especially when it's attempting to create a significant bottom after a major consolidation process, which we continue to be in here. But like I said, it's those juniors that have been bombed out. They're holding above their recent lows, many of them, because I really think the major selling has gone out of those things. But, you know, you have to take them on a one-by-one basis. You know, you have to look at how much cash they have, because, you know, these things that they don't generate any cash flow, and they can, all they do is, as far as cash is concerned, is they consume capital. So those are the ones that you have to really keep an eye on when these consolidations, long-term consolidation processes are creating a bottom. So you have to be careful there. And, you know, this is just more proof that you can't be chasing these juniors. Even if you're suspecting that a bottom is in, you know, if a stock has popped, you got to wait for it to come off if you want to get into it. And it's just the way it is with these things. And the general stock market continues to trade near all-time highs. It's coming off a bit now here, but there's just no reason for these generalist investors to even look at this sector yet. And with what's taken place this week, they're saying, you know, well, it's still not a good idea to get back in here. We should just continue to basically plow into the stock market, maybe take some profits here. And a lot of those profits are going into the US dollar right now as a safe haven, not into gold, and definitely not into gold stock. So it's going to take a little more patience, and it's going to take a while for that cup that's been forming, that handle that's been forming on a couple handle formation in the gold chart for the past 12 years or so to play out. So we just got to be more patient. And as far as the juniors are concerned, it's probably going to take a little while longer here for a major bottom to be completed.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, with generalist investors still seeing all-time highs in the general stock indexes and many of the stocks continuing to blast to a new all-time highs, there really isn't a reason for them to jump into this sector and buy tickets to the horror movie that has been gold the last 2 days. Do you think that we may see a little bit more tax loss selling now, because this has kind of thrown people a curveball here at the end of the year? We thought we had seen most of the tax loss selling, but with this recent drawdown and it being the season, not just the holiday season, but the tax loss selling season, do you think that may pressure, and has that been pressuring miners the last couple of days?
Well, it's going to be selective. You know, it's still going to take place, I think, in the juniors that really don't have the goods, you know, but in the quality juniors, I think the bulk of the tax loss selling is over. Yes, but you just have to watch their recent lows. If they're far above those recent lows, then the tax loss selling is probably, you know, dried up. Also, take a look at volume spikes. You know, that's a really good sign to see if tax loss selling is dried up in a stock. Because, you know, you see volume spikes in a lot of these things that have gone down 60-70% from their August highs. And if there's a volume spike, that's usually the last seller of size selling for tax loss, especially if you saw a nice rebound out of that. So maybe those lows get retested, yes, but I don't really see the quality juniors going much lower, especially how bombed out they became and remain bombed out here. But, you know, it's going to be stock specific for sure.
Yeah, overall, as you pointed out, the mining stocks have held up better than I think a lot of people were expecting, considering the fall in the metals prices. But conversely, they didn't go up as much as we thought they should when metals were doing better. So it is an interesting dynamic in how well they've held up. Just personally, when you're looking at this setup, Dave, and you may see some of those fishing line sell-offs or those volume spikes, would you be willing to do a little bottom fishing if you saw a stock do that and saw it have a capitulative move here? Or do you think safety is in order and caution, and it'd be best to watch for a more solid bottoming pattern and a rebound in a stock before you took a stab at it?
Well, I've already done that. There's a few that I've done that in, and you know, they're up 20-30%. Sure, they're coming back down now because they went up so quickly after that capitulation low. But, you know, it all depends on what kind of, if you're a long-term investor, then absolutely, you know, but definitely you got to do your due diligence on the stock, and you got to pick and choose which ones you're going to bottom fish on a fishing line sell-off. And you got to take into account there could be some fundamental reasons in that stock why that's happening, as well as the sell-off in the sector. you know, check the jurisdiction that it's in, check the valuation of the stock, you know, in comparison to its peers. There's a lot of things to look at. But if we take a look at the way the GDX and the GDXJ bottomed coming out of the last huge run, when we had that huge run in 2016, it did a similar move in a similar amount of time as we had coming out of the March 2020 low. It took 2 years for the GDX and the GDXJ to bottom out of that move. Of course, the consolidation played out much differently. You know, no consolidation plays out exactly the same, but our consolidation now is only 16 months, and that one took a couple of years. But I really think that the move that we saw below that 31 level in September, that I think was a mini bear trap bottom. I really think it bottomed there, because once it did get down to that level of 29 on the GDX, the shares were already pricing in the possibility of gold coming down to the 50% retracement level from the move to 2089, which is 1570. So we still cannot rule out the gold price going back down there to test 1570, which is a 50% retracement level. That's still a possibility. But since the gold stocks already priced that in once, I don't see them going much lower than that. Than that 29 area on the GDX. So basically what I'm saying is I think there's a possibility that it could double bottom there eventually at some point in the near future.
Yeah, it'd be good to see if that level is tested, to see it hold and that it formed a double bottom, because we wouldn't want to see it break below 29 or that 2850 that it was at back in September on that bear trap. Just one more question, though, because you're a savvy investor, Dave. You have a nice portfolio of stocks. You follow the sector closely. And as we know, typically, when there's a rebound in the sector, the producers move first and the royalty companies, then the developers, then the explorers. Do you have a preference right now when you see it looked like we were taking off, it's a false breakout, we've pulled back down again? If somebody is out there and listening and they don't have their positions in place yet, or they're thinking about nibbling, would you be more apt to look at producers here because they move first? Or would you be more apt to look at developers that could be takeover targets now that we're seeing M&A, or would you be more interested in explorers because many of them are still waiting on their drill results from the summer?
Well, you know, it all depends on the investor. That's a broad question. You know, if you're a long-term investor and you're just getting into this sector, you're just getting your feet wet, you know, you're listening to interviews like this one, and maybe you're looking for an area in the market that is depressed. And there's not too many sectors that are depressed, and there's none that are as depressed as this one, and you're looking for a contrarian entry point, I would definitely start with a basket with a few majors and a couple of royalty plays, and go. And then from there, I would definitely start to look at some developers and some developer explorers. But I don't think I would be dipping my toe into the really high-risk micro-cap exploration companies just yet, because those require a lot of seasoning before you really start to get into those. So if you're just getting into this sector for the first time, you know, you want to start off with one or two majors and a royalty company first.
Well, we'll wrap it up there, and people always have the option of following somebody that is seasoned, like Dave Erfley, and looking what he's doing in his portfolio. So we always appreciate you coming on to dissect the markets with us and react to some of the news of the week, Dave. And hopefully we'll have better news in the future when we go back and revisit the precious metal sector. But thanks for spending some time with us here at the KE Report. And if people like Dave's work, definitely check out the link we'll put below this interview that links over to juniorminerjunkie.com. Thanks again, Dave.
Always a pleasure. Thanks a lot, Chad. Have a good one.